On April 17th in Chicago, the former governor, George Ryan, was convicted of racketeering and fraud in a corruption scandal that ended his political career in 2003. The case against Ryan was the state's biggest political corruption trial in decades. And Ryan faces up to 20 years in prison for racketeering conspiracy charge alone. After reading about this former Illinois governor convicted of corruption, I have one simple question. Why? If he knew that he was doing something wrong that could potentially jeopardize his entire career, his entire life, why would he even try and do something like this? And the answer is not an ancient manuscript. Rather, it comes from a bungalow colony in upstate New York. There I was, as a child, sitting on a front porch in a bungalow colony, and I was staring at fly tape. There was a bunch of pesky flies flying around and around, and I noticed this kind of gross fly tape, which on it were many, many dead flies. And there I was, in a bit of a trance. I was looking at a fly that kept buzzing and buzzing and buzzing around. It got closer and closer until it went onto this tape and got stuck. I thought, why fly? Why are you doing this? Aren't you a little bit smarter than to see your cousins, your uncles, your brothers, they're all stuck on this tape? They're all dead. Isn't it obvious that if you go on that piece of tape, you're gonna get stuck, and you won't get off, and you'll die? So, many of you will hear this and say, well, Rabbi, it's a fly. It doesn't have the biggest brains. But the problem is that, are we any better? Very often, we are so focused on the short term, on immediate gratification, that we focus only on that and not on our future. We don't even consider the consequences. This explains the unique fruits and vegetables in Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim. We read about the Meraglim, spies that came back with an evil report, and they brought very large fruits, grapes, figs, pomegranates. The Bnei Yisrael said that we remember the good old days in Egypt, where there were cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. What did the Jews lack? A Greek salad? What exactly are they saying? What does it mean that they were missing these vegetables? And I believe the difference is the difference between annuals and perennials. You see, cucumbers, leeks, garlic, onions, and melons, all of these things that are in Egypt, they're all annuals, which means that they need to be replanted each and every year. Now, it is true that these fruits and vegetables take a short while to grow and to mature, and they grow in the dirt underneath soil, but it needs to be replanted over and over again. On the other hand, when it comes to the fruits of Israel, we have grapes, figs, and pomegranates. These are all perennials. You plant them once, and they produce for many, many years to come. There is a catch. They take several years before they mature and bear fruit. These fruits are different. They do not grow under the soil in the dirt, but rather they grow on trees or vines, elevated above the ground. I believe what the B'nai Israel were saying when they were remembering the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic is they were saying, we are an impulsive nation. We desire instant gratification, just like the food in Egypt. Although we know we need to lower ourselves and go into the dirt, we still want this thing immediately. Their mistake was, although these vegetables do grow quicker than the fruits of Israel, those trees have no future. There's no growth. There's no long-term planning. These fruits are based on short-term thinking. Israel, on the other hand, their fruits represent foresight, thinking beyond oneself and the present, thinking above and beyond the here and now. These fruits also represent the reaching up toward the Shemayim, reaching toward the stars. This was against the nation's thinking, as they were enslaved by this nation of Mitzrayim, of only thinking of the here and now. This is seen also in the actions of Paro himself. Throughout the Makos, when the plagues happened, they were in his face. He broke down. He said, you can leave my country. But as soon as the pain was gone, he changed his mind. Didn't he realize but what the future was in store for him? Doesn't he know that another Makos is just waiting around the corner? And the answer is no. Because like many of us, and the former governor George Ryan, we only focus on the short term, the here and now, with no vision of what is best for our future. This explains on the seventh day of Pesach, when we read about Kriyas Yavsuf. Today, we read about how the Mitzrayim and the Egyptians walked into this split sea. And of course, it came crashing down on them, and they died. But what were they thinking? Why did they enter? Didn't they see the obvious danger staring in their face? No. Because just like those pesky flies, they only saw the present and not the consequences of their actions. We are to represent a different type of nation, similar to the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, the perennials, in which our actions and our thoughts represent a future, actions and thoughts that represent long-term vision. In conclusion, I'd like to share with you a thought, being a past professor at University of New Haven. In my business courses, I would often teach my students the two primary questions found in a typical mission statement. Who are we and where are we going? The B'nai Israel's mission statement should read something like this. We are the children of Israel, a country that bears fruits for many, many years. So too we. We are a nation that must incorporate in our lives long-term growth, a nation with a vision, a nation with a future, a nation that knows who we are and exactly where we're going. Good Yom Tov.